This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play, and everywhere we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour, and we're hoping you can spare the next half hour or so, because if you can, we promise to fill it with lots of good listening. Bright music by the cousins, the second cousins, by Scotty, and Carl, and Melissa, and Dawn. Oh, by the way, let me stop a moment right here. Saying the word cousins, or the words second cousins, or nieces, or even Uncle Charlie, reminds me that many of you write and want to know if we're related. If all these kids are really my nephews and nieces, and are they all cousins? And if not, why do we use those words? No, we're not all related. The choir members are not cousins, and I'm not their real uncle. But we do like to think of ourselves as one big happy family, including all of you who are listening, especially since we are all brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ our Lord, if we've trusted Him as Savior. Oh, yes, some of you also have asked. I do have a wife. Her name is Betty. She works here at Children's Bible Hour, too. We've been married for over 32 years. We have three children, and I'm a grandpa three times already. So it's not only Uncle Charlie, but Grandpa Charlie as well. Well, now that we have all that out of the way, let me say that we'll also have a story today. It's called A Special Love. Here's just a little bit of the story to whet your appetite and make you wonder what is going to happen.
Someone take my baby quick. I've got to go back in.
But you can't go back in there. Too late. The roof is about to collapse.
My wife and mother are in there. I've got to get them out. I've got to get them.
Stop that man. If he goes in there, he'll never come out alive. Stop him.
Wow, I wonder what is happening. It sounds exciting, whatever it is, and I can promise you we'll have a good lesson from the story as well. Let's get right to our music, okay? Have you ever had someone make a promise to you and not keep it? Have you ever made a promise and then broke it? Well, I'm here to tell you that God always keeps His promises. The first chorus by our cousins is all about that. As you listen, it's as if God Himself is talking to us, telling us He will keep His promises to us. Listen.
Stand up and I will speak to you. Go forth and I will be with you. Walk with me, I'll go before you. Trust in me, I will not fail. Stand up and I will speak to you.
Here's another chorus with somewhat the same message. You are my strength.
You are my strength. You are my song.
You are my strength, you are my song, you are my song.
And what should our response be when God says we can trust Him? The answer is in this next song by the choir.
I will trust in Jesus. He is always near. If I stay close by,
with that song in mind, 6-year-old Scotty's song fits well here. Do you wonder why it is I love him?
Do you wonder why it is I love him? I love him. I love him. Do you wonder why it is I love him? I will gladly tell you why. It's because he left his home.
Let's get back to one more praise song early on in the program. The words are taken right from the scriptures, and it's sung for us by our second cousins, Stacy, Todd, Lisa, and Carrie. Put on the garment of praise.
Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of happiness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding.
We've praised God in song. Let's take time to join our voices in praying together, okay? Loving Heavenly Father, we do praise your name. We praise you for all that you have done for us, but much more than that, we praise you for who you are. Thank you, Father, for sending the Lord Jesus to be our Savior. And I pray for any who are listening right now who may have never trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior. May they do so even today while they're listening to these programs. Then help us to remember that you are with us each day, caring for us and loving us. Again, we praise your name, Father, In Jesus' name, amen.
You'll be blessed, find trust, you'll gain strength to serve through the miracle, the power of prayer.
One of these days, we're going to see face to face the one to whom we've just been talking in prayer. Carl has a bright medley of songs that starts out with, "Heaven, I'm going there."
Heaven, I'm going there. Glory's untold, I'll share all of its beauty will unfold. Inside those pearly gates, Jesus and loved ones wait. This is why I want to go. I'll meet my father and my mother, my sister and my brother, right through all eternity. But best of all, I'll see my Savior and share his blessed favor. This is why I want to go. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. I'll meet my Savior and I'll be there.
From one young man, we go to a young lady named Melissa, who has asked her brother Josh, one of the cousins' choir, to sort of be her echo. They sing a round from one of our song albums called Fun Songs of Participation. I love Jesus.
I love Jesus, I love Jesus. This is Jesus, this is Jesus. Yes, I know he loves me, yes, I know he loves me. Loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. This I know, this I know. He is always with me, he is always with me. Where's I go? He's the way, he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, he's always near me, he's always near me, day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6.
Well, thanks, Melissa and Josh, for that good song. Hey, before we go on with our music and then on to our good story, let me remind you that if you're not using Keys for Kids, you are missing out on a great daily devotional for kids. And incidentally, we're sending thousands upon thousands of them to churches who order quantities. Information about that is printed right inside our Keys for Kids books. We will also be happy to put you and your family on our mailing list to get a copy every other month as it is published. There's a scripture to read, a good story that helps you understand what the scripture's all about, a memory verse, a how about you section where we ask you to think about what you've read and apply it to your own life, and then a key thought to sum up the day's devotional. And it's yours free of charge. Oh, we do so much appreciate those who help us with the printing and mailing costs, but it is not necessary. Listen to what some others are saying about Keys for Kids. My name is Rebecca. I really like your Keys for Kids books. They inspire me to do the right thing and make the right choices. I like the games in the back, too. Thanks for writing Keys for Kids. Keep on writing them and keep on touching someone's heart. And here's one from a mom. Our family has used Keys for Kids during our family devotions for at least 6 years. Thank you for helping us maintain consistent, age-appropriate devotions for our children. To get your first copy of Keys for Kids to see if it's something you'd like to get as a family or in quantities for your church, here's where to write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Ask for Keys for Kids. Oh, you can also email us if you'd like, and here's that email address. KeysForKids, all one word, at CBHMinistries, also all one word, .org. KeysForKids at CBHMinistries.org. And when you write, if you have a prayer request you'd like to share or a problem with which you'd like help, be sure to share that. We're here to help you all we can. It won't be long until we find out what that excitement in the story is going to lead to. Dawn, who, by the way, will be graduating from CBH at rally time next month, sings our Go Along with the Story song. It's a wonderful old hymn, and hey, you might want to sing along. You recognize it? Sure, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath wrought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no last days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled, A Special Love.
Look at that smoke, Justin. There must be a fire around here.
Boy, it sure is black.
Where's the fire?
It looks like it's over on Oak Street. Let's go over there.
No, you don't. You children have no business over there. You can hear all about the fire when Dad gets home. Since he's a volunteer fireman, I imagine he's either already there or on his way. I hope it's not someone's house.
I sure hope everyone is out of there.
Someone take my baby quick. I've got to go back in.
But you can't go back in there. Too late. The roof is about to collapse.
My wife and mother are in there. I've got to get them out. I've got to get them.
Stop that man. If he goes in there, he'll never come out alive. Stop him! Stop him!
Is that you, Don?
You've been fighting a fire, haven't you, Dad?
You're home so late, I was getting concerned.
What happened, Daddy?
What burned?
Well, it was an apartment house.
You look exhausted, Don. You're smoky and dirty and white as a ghost. Was it bad?
Yeah, it was bad, all right. Two women and one man died in that fire.
How awful!
The man died trying to rescue the women, his wife, his mother. He'd already saved the baby. We tried to stop him, but we couldn't. A couple of the firemen went in after him, but they just couldn't get to him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Was it anyone we know?
Well, Andrew Carson. You know, he comes over to the station once in a while. Well, I guess I'm going to go up and take a shower.
Time for bed, children. I'm glad tomorrow's Saturday. Breakfast is ready, everyone. Come on.
Is the morning paper here, Sarah?
On the table, Don. There's an article about the fire.
I was just going to take a look.
Good morning, Justin. Good morning, Shelley.
Morning, Mom. Did
Dad, could we go fishing today?
Good morning, Mother.
Hey, here's that story about the fire, right on the front page. Man dies in attempt to rescue wife and mother.
I was afraid I'd dream about burning houses, but I didn't.
Dad, could we go fishing today?
Well, I don't know, son. I plan to get some work done around the house today,
please?
But... Okay, you talked me into it. We can't waste a beautiful day like today cleaning out the garage.
Can we go too, Mother?
Well, I don't know, Shelley. We haven't been invited.
Well, would you ladies like to accompany us on a fishing trip to Lake Keystone?
Why, we'd love to. I'm so glad you thought of inviting us.
Let's take a picnic lunch.
Good idea, Justin. After breakfast, Shelley and I will pack the lunch while you men get the fishing gear ready.
What'll we use for bait, Dad?
Well, I hear the fish are biting on grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers? Yuck!
Well, while you catch the bait, Justin, I'll check the rest of the gear.
If Shelley's going to fish, I think she ought to help catch the grasshoppers.
Oh, no. I'm helping Mother pack the lunch.
Who do you think is going to bait your hook, Miss Prissy? I'm sure not.
Well, maybe I won't fish after all. I'll just enjoy the boat ride.
Me too. Now, let's eat breakfast before it gets cold.
Hey, good idea. Let's thank the Lord before we eat. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day.
This looks like a good spot, Dad. Let's stop here.
Fine, I'll cut the engine.
I decided that I want to fish after all. Daddy, would you bait my hook?
I suppose so.
Big baby.
Who's going to take the fish off your line if you catch one, Shelley?
Well, you will, won't you? That's what fathers are for.
Well, it's nice to have a purpose to justify my existence.
Boy, this grasshopper sure wiggles.
You would too if you were about to be put on a hook.
Here, Shelley, here, your line is ready. Cast out and be careful you don't hook your mother.
I know how to do this.
Oh, it's so nice and quiet out here. I can almost forget last night.
It is peaceful, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, I'm looking forward to the services at church tomorrow, too. By Monday morning, I should be refreshed in body and soul and be ready to take up my work again.
Oh, and tomorrow we'll be having communion services, remembering Jesus' death on the cross and all that it means to us.
Nice cast, Justin.
I've been thinking. I really don't see what is so special about Jesus dying to save men.
Why, Justin?
Well, I don't. Lots of people die to save others. Mr. Carson died in that fire last night. He was trying to save people. Thousands of soldiers have died for others, too.
True, Justin, and I would say that's pretty special, wouldn't you?
Oh, sure. But what I mean is, well, if I could die to save 10 or 20 people from hell, I'd do it. At least I think I would. Mr. Carson only saved his baby. He died trying to save his wife and mother. But Jesus saved thousands when he died. Lots of people would be willing to die to save as many people as Jesus did.
Justin, would you bait my hook, please? I've decided to fish.
Ah, you girls. You're all alike. Well, okay. Hand me your rod.
Thanks. Justin, would you die for 1,000 grasshoppers?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm very serious. Don't you suppose people look to the Lord like grasshoppers look to us?
Oh, I've never thought of it like that.
We've been talking about people dying to save other people, but that's a whole lot different than God dying for people.
Look at that grasshopper you're putting on your mother's hook. Remember, it's just as easy for the Lord to move you around and put you where he wants you as it is for you to control that grasshopper.
Boy, that's scary.
It sure is.
You see, kids, there's one important difference between how you see a grasshopper and how God sees you. You don't care a thing for the grasshopper, but God loves you.
You know, the Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Love makes all the difference in the world.
You know, Justin, if you had been the only person in the world, Jesus would have died just for you. In fact, he did die for you personally.
Boy, that's a special kind of love.
Hey, look! I caught a fish!
Daddy, would you?
I guess I will. After all, that's what fathers are for.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That verse is known as the gospel in a nutshell. And as the cousins just sang, oh, it is wonderful, the wonder of it all, that God loves us. Were you able to say, yes, I know that I've trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior? If not, invite him into your heart and life right now. Often I've shared the ABCs of the gospel. A, admit that you are a sinner and cannot save yourself. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sins. Believe that he took your place, took your punishment. Then C, confess yourself as a sinner to the Lord. Invite him to come into your heart and life, and he will. If you need more help, be sure to write. I'll be glad to help you all I can. Also, be sure to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. Yours for the asking in Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now. Thanks so much for listening.